Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is November 3rd, 2005, and I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we have three guests joining us. Coming up at the start of the next hour, David Swanson, co-founder of the After Downing Street Organization, on Bush's real approval ratings after the Downing Street movement began to expose his activities. And then coming up at the half hour, in the middle of the next hour, we're going to have Craig Monona on, Organic Consumers Association staff scientist, on how Congress has rammed through a sneak attack on organic standards despite massive consumer opposition, and how the organic food standard has been ruined. Very important public service announcement. All the details of how you can't believe that USDA or that FDA certification that it's organic. You really never could, but now it's a guaranteed fraud. And then coming up in the third hour, we're going to have Thomas H. Naylor on, founder of the Second Vermont Republic, which is pushing a resolution that the state of Vermont peacefully and democratically free itself from the United States of America and return to its natural status as an independent republic as it was between January 15, 777, that is 1777, and March 4, 1791. In the week before 9/11, they were set to vote the week after 9/11, but the week before 9/11, I had on mayors, city councilmen, select women, select men from New Hampshire. And they had the majority of votes. They had the majority of the counties ready to go. They were going to withdraw from the union. The right to revolt clause, Clause 10, but all that got dropped with rallying around the plastic Chinese flags, the American desecrated flags, after 9/11. And so the soul of America went one step closer to the bowels of Hades. And, of course, I had a state representative on from Arizona right before 9/11, who introduced legislation. It passed out of committee but stalled, never got to a full vote because their legislative session ended in 2000, that if, quote, martial law was declared or gun confiscation began, which both those things have now started, now in full swing, that they would remove themselves from the union and then reconstitute with other states that wish to reconstitute the union. And that's what has to be done now. We have a defunct District of Columbia, private corporation running the United States, totally controlling us. They are literal parasites that control the nervous system of this country and thus the population and use us for global empire. We have to have states remove themselves from the union and then reconstitute under the original Bill of Rights or Constitution. And by the way, that is just not our right. If this sounds radical to you, it is not just our right. It is our sacred sworn duty. And, of course, that comes from the terrorist manual. I'm not kidding. FEMA teaches a terrorist. So do FBI training manuals. You have it all on videotape. That comes from the evil Declaration of Independence. And, of course, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, they were all in agreement on that key subject. And so there is a real move to do this, and I think it's a wonderful idea. I would move to have Texas remove itself from the union. The problem is that you've got a bunch of ne'er-do-wells on average running around declaring themselves high admirals and high generals and presidents battling over who the supreme leader is of the Republic of Texas. You don't do it that way, ladies and gentlemen. You have a vote of the people and you pull out of it, and then you have elections. And then you elect on a statewide basis the president. You don't declare yourself president first. Now, George Washington didn't do that in 1775. When he was commissioned as the general by the Congress, meeting there in Philadelphia. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Massive transmission of information. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Seconds into this first hour of worldwide transmission against tyranny. I'm excited about this interview with the folks that are trying to get Vermont to secede from the Union. Vermont really is the model. They have a concealed carry that is just, hey, we got the Second Amendment. This is America. If you don't have a felony record, you can carry a gun concealed. And, of course, they have the lowest crime rate in the Union because of it. Their taxes are incredibly low. The people, whether they consider themselves to be liberal or conservative or greedy when it comes to defending their private property rights and the rights of the family and the rights of the state against the federal government. And we've seen New Hampshire try to pull out right before 9/11. They had the vote. It was going to happen. I'm not saying the globalists carried out 9/11 for that. They did it for oil, weapon sales, opium, domestic police state activities. I'm a war president. No one can question me when I'm a war president. You know, Bush told his biographer that in 99. It was for those reasons. But they may have done a threat analysis and seen that they had the votes in New Hampshire. They were going to pull out under Article 10, right to revolt, peaceably, and remove themselves in the state constitution. There may have been some computerized war game analysis that was going to happen. By the way, I can't stand the Republic of Texas here in the state of Texas. Why is that? And I know, I'm digressing right here at the beginning of the program. I did that first little five-minute segment and mentioned that we've got folks coming on about the Downing Street memo and the movement to expose that as the smoking gun and where Bush's approval ratings really are. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. Again, at in the middle of the next hour, Craig Minona about how they're taking all the organic food standards off of, you know, the federal government will just certify anything. It can be 75% genetically engineered or have inorganic ingredients in it, and they'll still certify it. So we'll tell you what seals to look for that'll still guarantee that your food is safe and why organic food is so important. And then also, as I mentioned during the third hour, Thomas H. Naylor, founder of the Second Vermont Republic, which is pushing a resolution that the state of Vermont peacefully and democratically free itself from the United States of America and return to its natural status as an independent republic as it was between January 15 and 1777 and March 14, 1791. Now, why do I get into this article and just mention that we've got a guest coming up in the third hour, and then I begin savaging the Republic of Texas individuals here in this state? And by that, I don't mean every member of the Republic of Texas, the 400 different groups there are, basically. By that, I don't mean everyone who has latched onto this idea and believes that it is noble and pure and good and an excellent idea. I'm talking about the leadership that I've met, that I've investigated, that I have gone and interviewed on the air, in the studio, with my cameras, at their events. It is nothing but delusional power tripping. And there's kind of a sad custom around the world of nobodies just declaring that they're generals. Nobody's just affixing themselves in these fancy uniforms. And I really, frankly, think it's a COINTELPRO operation. I know some of these people are just rubes and idiots and as I said earlier, ne'er-do-wells who are basically like to present each other with medals and strut around feeling powerful. But I've looked at the zenith, you know, right when the Republic of Texas kicked off. It was a crowd of people that loved to play secret agent, that loved to run around in the desert, you know, in their jeeps, in again, general outfits, thinking everyone was coming after them, everyone was getting them, you know, phone calls with coded messages, running around filing questionable paperwork on police and government servants. And so it gave something a bad name that is extremely legitimate, extremely popular. And they've even done polls in Texas and compared them to other polls in other states. We're the one state that has got the real momentum and the real population to lead other states into leaving the union because it's a fraud now and reforming the union. And that's why I was so disgusted. But, I mean, imagine, folks, that you'll have somebody who's got maybe five members of his Republic of Texas, and he declares himself president, and literally, you know, they come, say, to the TV studio to do an interview. This is back in the late 90s, or say 1997, 1998. And their envoy walks in and goes, "The president's about to be here," and starts looking around, security, do you realize you treat the president with special respect? And then some ne'er-do-well comes walking through the door with lots of jewelry and big nugget rings and this ridiculous cowboy hat. And you start asking them cowboy-head questions. They don't know which end of the horse is what. It's just a joke. This, you know, this isn't dress-up. This isn't playland. This isn't some type of game, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business. You understand that? This is not a game. And in New Hampshire and several other states and in Arizona and in Vermont, they're serious about it. They're going to the legislatures. They're having the counties pull out. They're really doing it, okay? And you don't have to hide under the table and walk around in military insignia to do that. That's not how we did it in 1776. We had a Congress of the elected representatives from the state legislatures, from the colonies at that time, the Colonial Federation, before it then became, about a year later, you know, an actual Declaration of Independence. The stuff all started in 1775, and then they went and amongst themselves voted on who they thought would be the best general to lead the forces, okay? And that's because it was a military operation from the beginning. We don't need a military operation from the beginning here. That automatically gives the globalists what they want. It automatically militarizes it from day one. In our Bill of Rights, in our Constitution, and in our state constitutions, we all have the right, except for three or four Western states, by precedent, they have it as well, because they were territories and never truly ceded state status Some of those states out there really don't have that power, though I believe through precedent they do. But clearly states like Texas and New York and New Hampshire and Vermont, or, you know, these you know, very important states, they have a total right and a duty to secede. It's in the Declaration of Independence, and then reform the Union. But out of the gates, we have clowns dressing up in military outfits in the one state where we got 23 million people, where we have a real heritage of being an independent country, where we could really get this job done. Out of the gates, people acted like a bunch of insane clowns, militarizing it from the first millisecond that it was born. And so it's seen as buffoonery and clownery and quackery from the word dot. And that's not the way to do it. I mean, if you really want to remove ourselves from the Union, we do what we've done with the Patriot Act resolutions. And I'm not tooting my own horn, folks, but I got on air right after the Patriot Act passed, and I said the key is have states and cities and counties pass laws that they're going to follow the Constitution of the state and the federal government, and that this is null and void. And I put that idea out, and I wrote proposals, and others picked it up and improved upon it, and in some cases watered it down, and now over 400 cities and towns, and but now seven states have done it. So, I mean, you know, these are real ideas here, folks, because I use a historical lens to be able to come up with these ideas. It's not rocketry. It's not rocket science. And so I don't want to get an email or a letter threatening me because I don't worship the Republic of Texas, because I don't want to dress up in a militia outfit and automatically get on their turf and automatically militarize this. We're mainstream. We wear suits and ties. We go in with legislation. We take over societies, ladies and gentlemen. We don't just automatically run out and start declaring ourselves admirals and generals and supreme rulers. And then you ended up with, no exaggeration, there had to be 15 different presidents, at one time, all battling with each other, declaring themselves supreme rulers. And, I mean, this is just, no one elected you. This is bizarre fruitcakedom. I mean, I'm pretty popular in Austin, Texas. I could get thousands of people out for a mock election to declare me mayor of Austin. That wouldn't make me mayor of Austin. And I have no desire to have some petty trinket or signet of office. Who cares? So now I've been ranting for the first 10 minutes here. It's just that this frustrates me so badly. I mean, if you really want to have Texas as an independent country, which I would just absolutely love, and I don't want to hear, the Muslims will kill us if we do that. Oh, we've got to have our big military to do this. It's all pure baloney, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's attacking Switzerland. Nobody's attacking Russia. Nobody's attacking, you know, African countries. Nobody's attacking Venezuela. It's because a private group of individuals have seized control of our government and are using our government as a military tool for global domination. And then we're not even really a target, even though that's happening. The globalists target us to keep us in line with their operations to be their good little slaves. And I am for the reformation of the Union. But we're not going to march on the District of Columbia and have some glorious battle as all these provocateurs, and that's a pure sign. These people that openly get on the air and call for open insurrection and attacking the president, attacking D.C., just if you say that and you get away with that, you are a big fat fit. We've seen countless examples of that. They're provocateuring, trying to radicalize us so they can then go get certification against our organizations from the Department of Defense to then rule us covertly as enemy combatants. By the way, that's been going on a long time before George Bush used the term. We've got documents where Clinton was calling militias enemy combatants in 1995. So I hope you realize this, ladies and gentlemen. We are the legitimate America. We are the people fighting the seditious, larcenous, traitorous pieces of trash. I want to remove from the Union to then call a new Congress of the states with the legislatures, and first have to take over the legislatures with the vote, with the jury, with the grand jury, with every tool we've got. We the people need to seize control, levers of power again, and this takes an educational process that is ongoing as we speak. You're part of that right now. And then we must reconstitute the Union. Okay? It must be done intellectually, up front. We have the facts. We have the truth. We can do it. And it's very exciting to see this organic, spontaneous movement all over the U.S. for states to pull out of the Union because of the tyranny. It is very, very exciting. New bird flu information, new nuke threat information, tons of key news. When we get back, stay with us.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up in the next segment. We do have three great great guests joining us later. You may occasionally hear a basset hound howling. He likes to defend us here at the office. One of my staff has a friendly little two-year-old basset hound, which I like dearly, named Baron. And Baron, during the last segment, was right outside the sound studio here, which is soundproof to some extent, but I think it even blocked out the basset hound, but I kind of wish it didn't. I wish we could have the sounds of howling basset hounds on the air. It's a cute little creature. All right, why am I now, again, talking about basset hounds, ladies and gentlemen? You are not tuning in to hear about basset hounds, are you?
Little cute little stub feet, though.
He jumps up on me. He likes me the best, by the way. I was telling Ryan that his dog likes me more than he likes him. Dogs always like me. And I like dogs. They're little creatures. Nice little creatures. All right. Now I've really gone off the deep end, ladies and gentlemen. Former MI6 head, don't rule out nuclear terrorism in Britain. London Telegraph. And at the very same time that it's coming out that Australia wants to arrest you, if you've been criticized the government and put you in jail for 7 years, if you protest the war, folks, you can go read mainstream Australian newspapers. That's what the law actually says. Imagine Australia. They were free in the past. Just don't criticize the government. I guess they've taken the Michael Wiener Savage approach. If you criticize the government, it's treason, you go to prison. I thought that's what America was all about. But hey, c'est la vie. Same thing with Australia. I thought they had freedom. Not anymore. Well, they're all in trouble there and about to have these laws defeated. And Howard, their leader's in trouble. So magically, Al-Qaeda pops up and says, we're going to attack you with biological weapons or chemical weapons or radiological weapons. We're going to bomb you. Just get ready. Of course, it turns out the Australian government was clearly involved with the FBI and the Bali bombing some of their own citizens on the eve of the war to bolster support. It's always the same MO. Well, the same thing here. Whenever Bloomberg gets in trouble for random searches violating the Fourth Amendment all over the streets and in the trains, magically Al-Qaeda pops up and there's fake threats of bombs that are about to happen. It turns out that was all staged. That's even in the New York papers, but so what? And now there could be a nuke attack. That's right. The suicide bombings of July 7th were not the worst attacks that we could expect in Britain, according to the former head of MI6. Sir Richard Dearlove, who retired last year as the head of the Secret Intelligence Service, said chemical, biological, and genetic terrorism was in the prospect, and a nuclear attack could not be ruled out. And he said, acknowledging that the July bombings were very lethal, well, I'd say so, your agency clearly carried them out, that's the preponderance of evidence, he said that they did not amount to a strategic terrorist event. Sir Richard, who was taking part in a debate on terrorism arranged by the city law firm Ashurst, said the July attacks bore the characteristics of a locally planned and carried out event. Oh, I'd say locally planned, right there at the MI6 building on the river. However, we probably had to conclude that the clock is running on some of the more dreadful events that could occur. And he went on to say that it could happen any time that a nuclear bomb or dirty bomb could go off. And our comment on this article is Blair's former spy bosses are trying desperately to help him in the face of a commons revolt and personal scandals derailing his police state agenda by bullying the British public into submission. And again, it's now come out that Blair has been covert MI6 all along, going back to college. Well, all these presidents are. Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Bush Sr., they've been operative since Word One. That's how it's like Putin is former KGB, or Jiang Zemin, or now his replacement, former intelligence service or military. I mean, that's who they put in. It's just amazing. So everywhere, to bolster their programs, they do this. Meanwhile, members of Parliament are telling the London Independent, and speaking in the House of Commons, that Mrs. Blair could end up as a criminal under new anti-terror laws, that if you support anyone who uses any force against the state, even verbally, it says that even glorification of Robin Hood is likely to be covered by this. And for those that don't know, folks, they already have hate crime squads where hundreds are arrested in raids every week. This is BBC headlines. Hundreds netted in hate suite because neighbors heard them whisper racial slurs under their breath. Now, whether you love that or hate that, that's freedom of speech, folks. Oh, it's amazing. Of course, it's all going to be selectively enforced to African immigrants. What did the French ever do to the Africans? Ran from police and ran into a power station and bumped into high-powered lines. Their fault. And so we're now into 3 days of rioting and killing and police being shot. And the police, just like they do here in the U.S. every time there's a riot, literally cower in fear. And they're just letting them burn whole sections of cities down there in Paris. I mean, whole areas are on fire. And they're killing cops and burning and turning cars over. And it's just totally acceptable. And don't worry, everybody now in France, the law-abiding, will now lose their freedoms. It's just unbelievable. We'll be right back. Cover more news and take your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, we're writing so many original articles, analysis, audio clips, video clips, so much information posted daily on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.net as well. So be sure and check out all those sites on a daily basis. People say, well, which site's the best? Which site should I check out first? About 80% of the news or more on each site is the same as the other news you'll see on the other sites. They're all really kind of mirrors of each other. But for that 20% roughly is original articles written by particular writers we have or particular editors we have. So there's a good portion of media that is exclusive to each site. So that's the reason to visit them all. But really, we have a whole bunch of websites because we like to have them on different servers with different providers. It's redundancy because years ago we were attacked quite a bit. We never really whined about it much. We see that as a sign of success. I mean, high-level attacks directly from the federal government. We even tracked them back. Not just denial of service and things like that, but zombie attacks and the rest of it. Those are all IT terms. I'm pretty ignorant. I'm probably butchering them. But direct hacking. Direct going in and defacing stuff, going into the front page of the site and loading in a oh, say, a picture of a naked woman on a motorcycle. You know, stuff like that. So we launched it, four websites. And there's about to be big changes at Infowars.com. It was redesigned months ago. We just haven't switched over yet to the quasi-blog format that's going to be integrated into some older HTML. But boring tech stuff, the point is, that's coming up. I want to get into a little bit more about the police state in England and how that mirrors what's happening here. And then more on Alito supported abortion in 3 out of 4 cases. Of course, he's a gun-grabbing, abortion-loving, open-border-promoting globalist. And I'm a liberal for saying I'm against gun control. I understand. Look, I understand how this stuff operates. I figured it out. You guys don't care about conservatism or this country or our sovereignty. You care about licking Bush's boots. So go have fun. Flush your children's future down the toilet. But I do want to mention a little bit of that before we take some of your calls. But before I go any further, up on Infowars.com right now, and you link through to the secure online shopping cart, here are some of the specials we're offering out right now on books, videos, DVDs, books on tape, T-shirts. Police State Series Special. 3 classic Alex Jones documentaries for one incredibly low price. Normally $77.85, now $44.95. I mean, do the math. That's more than a $30 discount. $44.95, all 3 of my Police State videos. That's a $32 discount. We have the DVD special blowout. 9/11, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, American Dictators, and 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We're talking, I keep saying 7-plus hours. It's 8-plus hours of video. I mean, 2 of those films are miniseries themselves. So you're talking about 2 miniseries and a film for $44.95. It's a barn burner. Take advantage of that. It's a great Christmas gift. Use it to, you know, give to your friends and family. Use it to wake people up. Make copies of the films. And that is a $25 special on the DVD special. 9/11 book special. You save $12. Normally $31.85. You get my book, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny, and Paul Wass's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsor Terror, and the New World Order. And that is $19.95 for 500-plus pages, the 2 books combined, full of graphics, documents, you name it. And for a limited time only, when you order the 2-book special for $19.95, you get a 90-plus page color 9/11 The Great Illusion book as well by George Humphreys, a great primer for people that, you know, are big TV heads and worship world government and don't, you know, really know how many states there are in the Union or don't know where Iraq is on a map. We found that these Great Illusion books are excellent. So one of those for free, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we have the amazing T-shirt deal. You get normally one T-shirt, $19.95. Well, now it's $14.95 for one T-shirt and $13.95 for 2 T-shirts and $9.95. You save $30. When you get the three T-shirt special, any 3, any size you want, 3 of the same, 3 different ones, 3 different sizes, whatever you want, it's easy to do right there on the shopping cart or by calling the toll-free number. And we really want you to take advantage of that and get 3 T-shirts for $29.95. And these deals are only going for another almost 2 months till the start of the new year, then we're going to take these specials down. And we're doing this so you can get these as Christmas presents. Instead of buying people ties or fruitcakes or magic cure potions or, giving money to phony patriot networks run by charlatans, scam artists, not this network, other networks, you know who we're talking about. Instead of doing that, folks, what you do is you just get videos, you get books, you get T-shirts, you invest in things that are dynamic and powerful, but also in that support a show, a broadcast that you know is on the front lines of fighting the New World Order. So please take advantage of this. And there's a whole bunch of other specials. There's the Defend the Second Amendment special, a CD interview I did with Charlton Heston, a Second Amendment T-shirt, the JPFO film, Innocence Betrayed, about the history of mass murder after gun control. So I can go on and on about this. $44.95. And it's a huge discount. A T-shirt, a video, 3 Second Amendment booklets, Grandpa Jack comic books, great for waking people up. Charlton Heston CD interview. an interview he did here on the air right before he retired and because of Alzheimer's. And great interview. And by the way, that's for a limited time. There's not many of those CDs that are left. I've never even offered them. I had a whole bunch of them printed up like 4 years ago and never sold them. And I go, why do I have boxes of these and I haven't put it in as part of a special? And there's the Everything Else special, every book and DVD and everything we carry and book on tape. I mean, it's just, it's a whole catalog for $378, normally $420. All right, I've gone, oh, there's the Everything Alex Jones special. And because these are our products, we can really slash the prices. Everything I've made, everything I've done, normally $320, now $179.95. Folks, did you hear that? Normally $320.40, now $179.95. I mean, do you understand that's a cut of, I haven't done the math, what is that, like 40% off? Everything. $179.95. So if you want to donate to us, you want to support us, that's how you do it. That's how you know you're getting materials that will fight the New World Order. That's how you know it's going towards fighting the New World Order 110%. Because I haven't really plugged these specials yet in detail. That's why I just spent 6 minutes doing it. And I appreciate folks holding while I did that. Just please go to InfoWars.com to take advantage of these specials. Or call toll free to get the films or books or any of the specials. Or to have your questions answered. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, you can get all of my films, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentaries, a bunch of other e-books, Prison Planet, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's just go to calls, and then I'll get into the abortion-loving Alito, your new Supreme Court communist, and just a bunch of other bird flu, total fear-mongering, a bunch of new developments. But let's just ram through some of these calls first. You've been holding long enough. We got three guests coming up. Steve in Ohio. Go ahead, Steve. Thanks for holding.
So I just want to say, great show every day. I listen to you every day. But, you know, like you, I'm not listening and I'm not trying to do the right things for me, but for my kids. And so I just have a comment to you. I try and let my family listen with me on the program. And I'm sure that there are a lot of families who want their kids to be educated properly in what's going on. I do have a comment. The last, you know, few weeks or so, I've heard some language that I almost feel like I can't allow my kids to listen. So I just want to, I guess, caution you about that. But there's got to be a lot of families that would love to listen to you, but that's a sensitive issue.
Well, I mean, I repeated what the president said when he said, "I want that GD ship going to the bottom," and we've always tried to have higher standards here.
Yeah.
I mean,
SOB comment. I mean, those kind of things to me.
Yeah, I've said
I know you get excited. We all get excited and fervent about this. But I just want to let you know, my kids listen. I like to let my kids listen, but they're pretty young, and so, you know, it's nice to know that.
Well, let me say this, Steve. No one has called me on this. I've called myself on this, and I've always tried to have a higher standard than, I mean, I hear Rush Limbaugh making jokes about football team orgies, wishing he could be part of it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's bad.
I mean, he's gotten really bad.
Yeah.
And you know, I just try to be myself. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm someone who's never used a lot of profanity,
yeah. But
I've been working with a lot of people and doing a lot of stuff. And I'm not going to get into any details. I do need to watch even not stuff that's not even profanity, but just, you know, I did say SOB about FEMA saying George Washington's a terrorist. And I don't even know if you can really say that's profanity. I mean, I'm saying this. You are the son of a
right,
dog.
Right.
I mean, I don't really know if I mean, obviously, you don't want your kids running around saying SOB.
Yeah.
But that is real emotion coming through, and I do have to curb my enthusiasm and not encourage that. And it is true. I encourage all the listeners not to use it. In the past, I wouldn't tolerate any of it. I just, stuff's getting right up here to the edge right now. Everybody can feel it right now. I mean, we're in the edge of this going from Cold War to Hot War,
yeah.
And I've been kind of letting it all hang out, as they say, and getting it on, as they say, getting the fight on, and so I've been pretty charged up, pretty amped up, pretty fired up,
right?
And but no, I appreciate you. I appreciate legitimate criticism because, listen, I'm a human being, right. I'm not.
Well, we all are, yeah. Two other quick comments. Every program, we hear about what the government's doing and the things that are going on, which are bad. It would be great to put out some sort of a 5 things or 10 things that we as everyday common ordinary citizens can and should be doing to combat this and make it a difference.
This is what I want. This is what I want the listeners to do. I want every listener out there to think about this and write up the 10 things that you think we should do, and to email them all to tips@infowars.com, and we'll put them all together in some big 100-page article, using the best ones we get with the 10 things we can do. I'd like to hear your ideas, so okay. Send me those emails and tell us right now, what are some of the things we can do?
Yeah, great. The one last comment
I have. Tell me, what's your idea on what we should do?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to preach the Word of God. That's how we can make a difference in the hearts and lives of everyday people and get them thinking about, you know, what is right and what is wrong.
But that doesn't mean the 550 counterfeits that are out there.
Exactly.
Which is why I end up steering away from the whole thing, because most of these preachers, that's where you find the devils in church.
But me personally, I'm not really sure what I literally can be doing. So that's why I asked that question, not because I have all the answers, because I'm looking for, what are some 5 or 6 things that I should and can't
be
doing?
This is a long-term battle, and I appreciate your call. Number one, raise your children. Now, this is something I've studied, looked at. I didn't invent this idea, though it's a rare idea. But I observed it. I've observed it from primitive cultures where you really don't see the children revolting against their elders. I observed it in wartime situations from studying war. That if you take children and you explain to them there's a danger and there's an enemy that wants to get them, and we're a family, we're a tribe, we're together, we're your elders, and if you really are a man, I don't mean act like a man, there's a lot of it, but if you are a man and try to impart to them by the time they're about 5 years of age, start literally indoctrinating them. I mean, if you don't instruct your children, the government will, folks. I mean, they're designed to be instructed. But if you come at it, oh, you can't drink and party and you can't go see that R-rated movie because you're not old enough, it's too fun. But then you're always going off and seeing them. You know, your child's not going to listen to you. Or if you explain to your child, listen, they're going to push drugs on you and tell you they're fun, but really the government ships them in and they want to catch you with the drugs to put you in a private prison openly owned by the drug dealer. And explain how it's a trap. How they actually trap you, and you go through this, and you go, and if you have to, take your child down and show them the mental institution with people that, you know, had mental breakdowns because of drugs, legal and illegal, legal and illegal. You take them and you show them crack whores on the side of the street. I mean, I remember driving around in Dallas with my dad as a child. He was going to do business, and he'd see some drug addicts, junkies, and he'd pull over and he'd park in a parking lot. Just did it a few times. He'd look at those drug addicts. Look at them. Look how unhappy they are. Look at how they're all dirty. You see, they didn't listen to their parents. They thought it was cool to use these drugs, but it ruins your mind and makes you where you can't be happy anymore. But the culture sells it like it's cool and like it's alternative, but really it's just destructive. Well, see, I take it one further. I will tell my children, and I already do, by the way. I already tell my 3-year-old this stuff, and he understands it. You explain to them that the police were once good, but now they've been taken over by private interest, and that they are now a gang working for a private group of criminals that seeks to basically feed off of us, and that sometimes they can still help us, but overall, that they've been corrupted. I mean, you really have to do this, folks. And so if you raise your children that the family's all they've got, they've got to defend that family. You teach them about family heritage. You teach them about their ancestors. And that will trigger innate instinctive drives that God put in us. And once you turn those drives on and get your children into those drive states of real tribalism, not hating the black people next door, that's an aberration of it, but tribalism is defending ideas, defending your family, defending your wife, defending your brothers and sisters. You know, getting back to that. Family comes first. I don't care if somebody in your family's doing something wrong. If it's not violent and it's not abusive to somebody else, don't rat them out. Now, they are. Try to fix it, but if you can't, then, you know, you have to do something about it. But this, I called the police on my son because he had marijuana. You know, just because you teach your children drugs are bad, if you find them with drugs, you go, well, you're a fool now. See what you've done? You're destroying yourself. And if they catch you with this, I'm not going to, help you get out of it. and you know, it's going to destroy your life. And you know, so there's a lot of things. I mean, we could talk for 10 hours. We could have 100 shows about this. But if you don't come at it as I'm dominating you, I'm telling you, you better do as I say, or I'm gonna do this and that to you. No, if you give them responsibilities at a young age and then commend them for that and engineer that sense of worth into them because of that independence, then it's going to be amazing. I mean, obviously your children shouldn't watch TV. They shouldn't be in public school. That peer pressure will ruin them. You should take them, you know, out in the woods for a couple weeks a year when they get old enough and live off the land, teach them self-sufficiency. You should teach them about the Second Amendment, teach them about the Founding Fathers, teach them about struggle, teach them about the struggle against dehumanization and enslavement. And believe me, you're not going to, by the time your children are 12 years old, folks, you're not going to have to work. I mean, look, we're supposed to be adults by the time we're 13 or 14 years old. They keep us as children now until we're 30 years old. That's by design.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Everything George Bush is doing is diametrically opposed to the Republican Party platform. Anti-gun judges, pro-abortion judges, open border promoting bureaucrats over the federal agencies. It's unbelievable. And I literally had one of my friends, who's a big neocon, last night at the TV station, argue with me, and he said, George Bush is anointed of God, is controlled by God, he's too stupid physically. He's actually possessed by God, and God is controlling Bush, and Bush basically is some type of Christ creature. And I said, so he's like Jesus. He said, well, yes, basically, he's like Jesus. So now Bush is Jesus. Would Jesus appoint people that are pro-abortion? I guess so. I mean, according to this sicko. And again, that's my old friend. I shouldn't call him a sicko. According to his sick, twisted mind. And if there was any doubt about where U.S. Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito stands on abortion, his 90-year-old mother quickly and decisively put the question to rest. And it goes on, of course he's against abortion, Rose Alito told the Associated Press in a telephone interview from her Hamilton, New Jersey home. Her candid statement may go down in history as the most blunt and honest admission of the Supreme Court nominee's view of the hot-button issue. But the true test of appeals court judge isn't which their personal views they hold. That's double thing. But to what extent those personal views may influence how they rule in particular cases. Well, no kidding. On the issue, legal analysts disagree on their assessment of Judge Alito. Some say he is conservative ideologue. Neocons do. Others say he is smart, careful jurist who leaves personal views behind when he dons his black robes. But in 3 of 4 abortion cases, he ruled in favor of abortion. It's the same thing with Roberts, folks. He's anti-gun. CBS News now proudly reports, we're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble. 7 of the 9 up there doing all this horrible stuff, land grabbing, gun grabbing, the last few years are put in by Republicans. And I've told Democrats, you should love George Bush. If you really love Hillary Clinton and you really love Bill Clinton, they're for the war, they're for attacking Syria, they're for all this stuff. The Democrats on almost every issue are out bushing Bush. And then on some issues, he's out Clinton and Clinton. There's no difference in action, just in rhetoric. I just never get over this. Let's go to Brent in Michigan. Brent, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Sure thing. Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I heard that you were going to have Mr. Thomas Naylor on at the end of the show today.
Yes, about Vermont pulling out of the union, the move to do that.
Exactly. My heart did a flip-flop, and the reason being, over the last couple days, I've come across some articles regarding that, the Second Vermont Republic. And I did some research on the people that were speaking at those conventions. Mr. Naylor, someone named Kunstler, Kirkpatrick, a bunch of different names. And it seems that everything these people have written falls totally in line with sustainability, Agenda 21, all those kinds of things. So I think it would be incredibly pertinent if you would grill him on that, if you can get him to come to the table with how he feels about those kind of issues.
Well, for those that don't know, sustainability equals feudalism, serfdom, and it's the excuse to put us in compact cities, force us off the land, totally enslave us, tax the daylights out of us. That's the public plan, nothing to do with the environment, and it's a nice little, it's like communist is now progressive, And I've said, too bad the Republic of Texas was run by a bunch of, crazy morons. And what you're saying is true about this. I'm just saying the idea towards this is good. If it is kind of a socialist movement, we'll find out. And, again, that's why good people need to get involved. Evil men and tyrants flourish when good men do nothing.
I have one more point.
Well, Brett, we're out of time. Why don't you call back in the third hour when he's on? Can you do that?
I will try.
All right. Vaya con Dios. We'll be back with the second hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.